If the chametz gets mixed up before Pesach and becomes batal b'shishim, 60-1, it does not come back into the iser status, even if there's still a little bit. We don't say this concept of chozer v'ne'er, that now, since it's Pesach time, so even though you're right, it was batal 60-1, now that it's Pesach, we're going to say it's also b'mashu. We don't say that, even if it's after the 6 hours, says the Mishnah Berurah, on Erev Pesach. Since it's on Erev Pesach, once it's batal 60-1, it's done. Yesh cholkim, but there are some who disagree. Mishnah Berurah says that according to them, that which we said in Siv Beis, that if something is batal b'shishim, you need to eat it before, means that you would need to eat it before Pesach, because once you hit Pesach, we say the concept of chozer v'ne'er. Oh, it's talking about where there is only ta'am, taste, but not even amashu. Rama says, Nogin kasar rishonu b'chol Torah v'shulach b'lach. Our minog is that anything that is lach b'lach, we hold like the first opinion, and we don't say the concept of chozer v'ne'er, even if you heat it back up on Pesach. Mishnah Berurah adds that kemach b'kemach, flour mixed with other flour, is called lach b'lach, and once again, we would not say chozer v'ne'er by it. Yachorinim say that something which is lach b'lach, even if you didn't know that it got mixed up until Pesach, we still say the concept of bittul. The Rama continues, Umihu, however, b'davar yavesh nesarev, oshesh lachesh l'sarovos, don't pash enough of layayin, but if you have a solid thing which got mixed into liquid, such as bread which fell into wine, afal pishan atala misham, even if you took the bread out, asur b'pesach, you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, d'chashin anshem nesar bo peru minos in tam b'pesach, because we're afraid that maybe some of the pieces were left in it, and that's going to give chametz tam into the wine. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here, that even though the chametz fell in before Pesach, and even if you would think it would be batel, 2-1, if we're talking about solids, still, since the chametz is be'en, it's still there, we say the concept of chozer v'ne'er, and therefore you need to eat it before Pesach. There are some achronim who hold that even by yavesh b'yavesh, where we say chozer v'ne'er, that's only if you bake it or cook it again on Pesach to cause it to get reinvigorated. That's when it kicks in. But otherwise, if you're just eating it without reheating it or anything like that, then you would be allowed to eat it.